Hey mama, are you swamped by the daily grind, barely keeping up with the household chores while trying to maintain focus in your work life? Today I want to talk about the secret to eradicating the stress and overwhelm with a targeted approach to managing your day block. This is the golden hours between waking up or your whole family waking up and diving into work. So grab a notepad. This game-changing strategy will revolutionize your mornings and set such a great tone for the rest of the day. Ever wondered how less could be more? If your debt and clutter piles have grown too tall and your time too short, leaving you caught in the hustle of modern-day motherhood, you're in the right place. I'm Jamie Hansen, your guide on the House to Homemaking podcast to reclaim your time, declutter your life, and embrace your true calling. My mission is to help you reclaim your time, steward your stuff, and craft a simpler, joy-filled life. Together, we'll transform the time you spend serving others into a system to focus on what truly serves your every day. The chaos ends here. Let's turn your house into a haven you can call home. Buckle up and enjoy the show. If you are on the brink of letting your daily chores disrupt your work focus, or if keeping your home in order feels like a losing battle, I'm here to help. Pop down in the show notes and head to the link to drop me a question via SpeakPipe about managing your day block or any specific challenges you're facing. Your next dilemma might just spark the topic of our next episode, guiding you toward a more balanced and focused day. Okay, so I remember the days when my mornings felt like a race against time, preparing breakfast, tackling laundry if I could, and getting everyone out the door while the looming tasks on my workday awaited. So I used to constantly juggle all these things and leaving me overwhelmed and stressed out before my work even began, and then I was unable to concentrate and focus on what I needed to do to provide for my family. This is before I refined my day block routine and I integrated essential household chores seamlessly. So this shift not only cleared my mind for all of the clutter and housework that would kind of always pop in, no matter how hard I tried to focus on other things, they just loomed. But being able to approach my work with undivided attention transformed both my productivity and my peace of mind. So for this week, I want to talk about your day block. So your day block is the block between your morning block and your work block. The day block starts when your kids wake up and it ends when your work block starts. For some, I do know that this may be a short block of 90 minutes where your kids wake up at 7 and your work block starts at 8:30. My day block is a bit longer in the season and start when my youngest wakes up about 6:30 and ends when my work block starts at 10 a.m. For me, this block needs to include breakfast time, getting everyone ready for the day, the school and nursery run, and errands on the way back, like grabbing groceries or running to the post office with orders from my business. Come home, make a coffee, and it all needs to be done by 10 a.m. when I sit down in my office and open my laptop. We all have a similar routine within our day block, but what really makes it eliminate stress and overwhelm for the rest of the day is being able to sit down in my work block with intentionality and focus every single day. Is that my daily household chores are done. These are tasks of daily living, the maintenance tasks that pile up each day and get overwhelming. Or we put off as long as possible as we can, and all they do is weigh us down and crop up in our mind when we need to focus on other things. Having a moment to do work and all you can think of is the dishes in the sink or the dirty laundry pile that keeps growing is a place we've all been, but we don't have to stay there. Our day block is our chance to set the rest of the day up so we can do the work we need to do in all the other blocks. For me, this means I start my laundry and washing machine only if it's full of dirty clothes. Otherwise, I'm folding and putting away what got washed yesterday and hung the day before, and tomorrow, or even really the day after, is when it will be full again. I don't have a laundry basket. What's dirty goes straight into the washing machine. I unload the dishwasher, I prepare breakfast, and I quickly spend 20 seconds on each bathroom, swishing the toilet, wiping some dust off with some toilet paper, and flush it. If it's the weekend, I'll check the fridge and the pantry and make my meal plan for the week based on what we already have. I make myself use up what we have in the freezer for meat first. When you do these tasks of daily living, the maintenance tasks, they really don't take more than a couple of minutes each because they never are undone for long enough to ever build up. As soon as breakfast is done, everyone puts their own dishes in the dishwasher. As it's empty, I have my weekly meal plan, but in my day block throughout the week, I always check if I need something or the milk is running out, so I know to grab that when we go out for the day through the school run. Only what we need for today, nothing else. This specific part of my routine has worked wonders at keeping the budget down, as I'm not mindlessly going into the grocery store and I never plan on going in for more than 5 minutes. So I know I can do that when I go past on my way back from school and nursery. I know what I'm making for my dinner. My house is ready and reset. And if I have a bit of extra time in the morning before we head out, I might run the Hoover in the room that I'm in. Or like yesterday, I was making a beef roast with roasted mustard potatoes, and I peeled the potatoes and left them in the pot of cold water on the stove. I chopped the leeks and carrots and put them in my roasting tin, and I placed the beef joint on top with a mustard and sugar glaze. I don't do this often, but I found myself packing the lunches 20 minutes earlier and decided to do it while I had things out anyway. Then the chopping board and the knife went straight into the dishwasher, and you might hear now like I am pretty sick. I have to keep pausing and coughing for the last two episodes. We've all had something come down in the family, but I'm kind of the last one to always get it, and it's really lingering. But I knew that I wasn't going to be up for making this potatoes and roast dinner at nighttime. We would have just actually ordered takeaway. But because I had those extra 20 minutes, I prepped everything. And it actually was quicker than if I tried to do it at the end of the day when I'm stressed out and tired anyway. So finding pockets in your day, usually you have a little bit of buffer time. So your initial routine and your tasks of daily living shouldn't take you more than 15 minutes every day in your inside of your day block. If you have an extra 15 minutes because your day block is a little bit longer, then you can add one small task on that will improve the rest of your day. And changing something out weekly, like hoovering another room or cleaning some mirrors or scrubbing a bath, that's what you can do if you have more time. But if that's something that gets left for the weekend and you do just one or two tasks then instead that are bigger and more deep cleaning ones, that's fine. But if you keep up with your laundry and your dishes and your trash, I haven't mentioned that, but I'll mention it in the next episode about a specific routine and creating your routine within your day block. For household management, if you only get your basic tasks, your recurring tasks done, your tasks of daily living and daily maintenance, which is your laundry and your dishes and making sure your bathrooms and toilets are clean, because that's not work we love doing. At least I don't know anyone that loves doing that. By doing these daily, there are really less and less to do. So first time you do this, it might be a lot, But I'll talk about this more in the next episode, how to kind of get started if you're not in the daily habit routine and you have a little work to do up front. But I want you to really see here how your daily and your recurring tasks really make a difference and how quick they are when they don't ever build up. So remember that your day block is a stretch of time after everyone and your kids wake up, but before your work begins. It's your prime opportunity to manage household tasks effectively, and it doesn't have to take long. Streamlining this specific block prevents your daily chores from becoming overwhelming. They allow you to enter your work block with clarity and focus. And you're going to do this by assessing the length of your day block and prioritize your tasks. So you'll have breakfast, you'll probably be preparing for school, getting everyone ready. And the next thing is just a quick cleaning routine, which usually will hopefully include your laundry, your dishes, and your toilets, okay? To fit within this time frame, and this will ensure you have a smooth transition to work. I told you this story about what I do because I want to give you some ideas on if you do have a slightly longer block, or if you just have 2 minutes to just check what you need for the day for the groceries, if you're heading out anyway, you're going to already have so much peace knowing that's taken care of, instead of feeling like there's just that extra little task that you keep having to think of throughout the day. So I hope that makes sense. And we are doing all this through efficient household management within our day block, incorporating your essential chores like laundry, dishwashing, and a quick bathroom cleanup into your day block means that tackling these tasks early prevents build-up and mental clutter, okay? It frees you up to concentrate fully on work later. And you may currently, as a side note, have all of these things on your daily to-do list. And you're thinking, when am I going to get to them? When am I going to do them? On top of all these other things, these things do not need to be on a to-do list. That's the whole beauty of having a household management routine with your reoccurring small tasks. You need to take them off your to-do list to see what you actually need to do, okay? These things do not belong there at all. They belong within your household routine, within your daily reoccurring tasks, inside of your day block. So I want you, if you only have 15 minutes, have that as your daily routine. You don't need to get any further. It's about streamlining the things that you have to do. It's about making them easier and effective. So start with a full load of laundry, empty the dishwasher, make room for your breakfast dishes, and do a quick bathroom tidy up each morning to maintain a clean and organized home base here. So then you need to plan and prepare ahead. Your day block can be utilized for your meal planning and setting the groundwork for dinner. This is a perfect time throughout the weekend to make your weekly meal plan, but to just take 2 minutes to quickly check your fridge, see if you're running out of something, or making sure that you have everything that you put in your meal plan. Because you usually, due to your meal plan, you're probably only going to need one or two things that you might not have had already when you made it, and just get the things for that day. It will help time and money. Yes, you might be going to your grocery store daily, but sometimes you're going to find that you want to make do without that one or two extra ingredients, and you won't even notice them not being there in your meal. And if you do want to pick them up, pick them up. But sure, it doesn't take you more than 5 minutes in the grocery store. Because you might find that even when you're checking your fridge in the morning, you wanted to have asparagus with this meal plan, and you have broccoli that needs using up, and you're choosing to use that broccoli instead. That's kind of a great example to eliminate waste and to save money, and you didn't need to go to the shop for that asparagus anyway. So small tweaks like this to prepare ahead minimizes your decision fatigue and it minimizes the time spent in the grocery store, and it'll keep your budget and schedule in check. So I want you to use any downtime in your day block, even if it's 5 minutes, to look at the meals that you've planned and what you already have. Prepare your ingredients for dinner if you can, like I did the other day. It's very rare I do that, but I had the time, so I did it. And organize your lunches and streamline your daily routine. So today we've explored how to effectively manage your day block and how it can dramatically reduce your stress, your overwhelm, and create a sense of calm that allows you to not only focus on your work time, but have everything ready for the rest of the day. So please start prioritizing and executing your household chores inside of this critical window. And you'll see that this act paves the way for such a smoother and productive day. The key to this whole transformation is in the action. So I'd love to hear how you're implementing these strategies, or any questions that you have, reach out via SpeakPipe and let's make the most of our day blocks together. So if you enjoy this podcast, I hope you can take a moment today to support me by just heading into the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to this and leave a 5-star review, and just a written review take 30 seconds of your time and I will appreciate it so much. It will help me more than you ever know. It's your way to give back and I can keep producing free content for you as I settle into the groove of this podcast. Make sure you follow along House to Homemaking, and I'll see you in the next episode.